Okay, good. Thanks, Michael. Very, very exciting. And these are happy, happy tears to hear what this is going to get me, Cam and Grace are doing with the youth. It just brings me so much joy, Grace and Cam, because you guys are my family. So good to be back. And I'm going to stop this so that I can speak clearly. But yeah, it's so nice to see you guys. I think of you often, and there really is no place like home. So even though I love my new job, love these new people that I'm doing community with, you're always going to be here. So today, I'm sharing what I've been wrestling with, which funny enough is about wrestling. So for those who want to get the Bible out, we're in Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 to 32. But before there, I just want to take you on a little journey. And so people who, Sunday school kids, probably heard of these characters. A guy called Abraham eventually has a son called Isaac. And then Isaac has two boys, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob comes out of the womb holding his older brother Esau's heel. And Jacob actually means, for those who might need a memory jog, I had to Google it this morning to remind myself. I have to read it. Supplanter, someone who seizes, taking opportunities, a little bit dodgy in a modern term. Anyway, for those who might need a refresher, Jacob, he goes off because he's stolen the birthright from Esau and he's got his father's blessing as the firstborn, even though he's the secondborn son, and he's done some dodgy stuff and he's running away from Esau because Esau is, quite frankly, very angry with Jacob. And so he's run off and he's gone to his uncle, some relative, and he's works there for 7 years so he can get married, gets tricked, so he works there another 7 years, gets married again. And then he comes back and he realizes that Esau is still out there. And so we get to this story in Genesis and Jacob's thinking that this is it. Esau's going to take revenge on him for all the dodginess that he's done to him. And so we get to Genesis 32. And Jacob's coming back to the land of his father and he's got all his sheep, his wives and two wives, not as many as Solomon, and his sheep and all of this stuff. And he's sent them over the river. And this is what it says. He says, "And he, Jacob, arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaks.' But he said," this is Jacob, "'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' So he said to Jacob, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed.' Then Jacob asked, saying, 'Tell me your name, I pray.' And he said, 'Why is it that you ask about my name?' And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, 'For I've seen God face to face and my life is preserved.' Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank." Got that last bit. That was a bit of a tongue twister. And I've been sitting with this passage for quite a while, this idea, and I'm looking at it, and I'm reading it, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm talking to God, and I'm like, I don't get it. I really don't understand why you wrestled with Jacob. Like, it's just a bit strange. And I felt really led to share on this passage. And I'm like, I don't understand, God. It's just a bit confusing. I'll pick something else. That's fine. And then this week, I was on holidays, but I also went to a conference in the middle of it. And the first question that they asked us was, what are you wrestling with? And I was like, oh, great. Okay, fine, God, we'll do this message. I have no idea, like, how this works and what you're trying to say, but teach me. So this message is just a bit of me unpacking what this is. And so I was reading through it again. I'm like, oh, it just makes no sense to me. And so I'm thinking about the backstory of Jacob, and I'm like, okay, so this, like, yeah, dodgy dude, and he's going home because he thinks his brother's going to, like, kill him. And then so he sends all his property, his wives, his children, his sheep, across the river to the side where Esau is, where the danger is, and he stays behind. Which, one, a little bit strange, because if Esau's coming, then they're going to be at the river. So, you know, I guess you could say it's an act of faith. But then he's alone on the other side of the river, and that's when God comes to him. He's sent everything away, and that's when God comes to him. And I thought, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. Then I go on, and then God wrestles with Jacob, or the man, it's in capitals. I'm assuming it's God. I'm pretty sure it's God. But it's not Jacob wrestling with this man. It's the man wrestling with Jacob. And I go, well, that's interesting again. Like, so God's just like, oh, you know what? I'm a bit bored up here. I'm just going to, like, come down and, like, wrestle with Jacob because, you know, he thinks he's about to die, because why not give him something else to do? Strange. God wanted something from Jacob. And I'm thinking about it, but I'm like, but Jacob's prevailing against God. That doesn't make sense. But if God's God, then he can just, like, wipe him out, no problem. Like, this is so confusing, Lord. Like, what are you trying to say with this passage? And this idea that God wanted something from Jacob. Jacob was alone, so he's wrestling him. And Jacob's holding on. And God goes, okay, well, he's not prevailing. So then he decides, oh, I'm going to touch the hip. And then Jacob's still going. And God says, well, let me go. The day's about to break. You can't keep this up. And Jacob goes, well, not until you bless me. I'm like, what? What? Jacob knows he's defeated, but he's asking for a blessing. And I'm like, what are you, why? What is going on here? And I was reading in a commentary, and it was saying something like, it's not Jacob dictating this term. And actually, in Hosea, those who like to cross-reference, chapter 12, verses 3 to 5, it says that Jacob actually came weeping to God before him after wrestling, asking for this blessing. And then this is when I start going back to the backstory, and I'm like, oh. So, like, to get the blessing of the birthright, Jacob deceived his dad. He put on fake hair, and he pretended to be his brother to his blind dad. It's like elder abuse. It's awful. And he gets the blessing. And he's relied on his own strength to get what he wants. Blessing, his wives, his sheep. He's done that whole weird thing. I don't know if anyone can wrap their head around it, where there's the sheep with the dot and the goats with the dots, and then he gets the pure. I don't know. That's confusing too. I guess the Bible's all confusing. But now he can't rely on his own dodginess to get a blessing from God. He's struggled, he's wrestled with God, but of course God has overcome. And now he's going, I'm at the very end. I have nothing, but please, please bless me, because I can't do it by myself. I need you to bless me. You are greater. Only you, God, can do this. Jacob thought that the real enemy was Esau, but it was actually himself that needed to be conquered by God. It was his dodginess, for want of a better word, sin, if you want to get a bit technical, that needed to be conquered by God. And this is where I was like, oh, I think I get it now. Because I've been wrestling with God about the wrestling. And so I find myself this year, it's funny how that happens, and just a light switch, and you're like, oh, great. I've had this year where things have been coming up and I've been working through a lot of stuff, and I've gone, oh, I need to paint. I need to spend time with God. I need to worship Him, and that's how I do that. I need to be alone with God and block it all out. And I find I do that when I paint. And I keep going, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And God goes, here, I'll get someone else to tell you that you need to go paint. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. God, yes, I'll get to it. And in hindsight, you go, okay, God actually knows what He's doing, because then some stuff's come up and there's been some really heavy stuff that I'm working through. And I go, I don't have the energy for this. I don't have the energy for this. And God's like, paint, spend time with me. I'm like, oh no, I'll get to it. I don't have time to do this. I've got to work through this stuff. And so these things come up. And at the conference, again, God, anyway. And He's like, you gotta paint, Naomi. And I'm like, just this, all this stuff. And I'm not wanting Him to tell me what to do, is what I put it down to. And then I realize, as I'm dwelling on this passage and I'm reflecting on what I've been working through and what I'm holding, and God's like, hear me, you got to get alone with me. Put the stuff aside. Jacob sent it all across the river and he was there alone, and I came and wrestled with him. And this idea that I've been going, oh God, well actually, can you just help me through the day? Can you help me through the day? And God's like, I want to wrestle with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to help you work through what you need to work through. But you need to be alone. And you need to let me do it. You need to say, I'm actually defeated. You are greatness. You are God. Please bless me. Because there's actually blessing in the wrestle and there's blessing in the defeat. And I say this to myself and I've been thinking about it and I go, oh, I know this. I've done this before. I've done the wrestle before. And there's a big one way back, and I actually shared this. It's 2018. Some of you may remember this. But I was finding myself in a very deep, dark hole, but wrestling with God and coming out the other side stronger. And what I realize now is I know that if I spend time alone with God, if I sit and I let the wrestle happen, I let the struggle happen, and I hold on, it's going to be messy. I'm going to come out with a sore hip, and it's going to be something that I'm going to remember. But I don't want to, because it hurts. Can't imagine it was pleasant for Jacob to walk around with this dodgy hip. It hurts. The wrestle hurts. But it's a good thing. Haven't got there yet. I'm preaching to myself. But it's a good thing. God wants to wrestle with us. The wrestling requires you to be in close contact. I can't wrestle. Well, I'm going to use my brother because it's a bit more appropriate. I can't wrestle with my brother when he's over there. I have to be right up in him, in his face, to wrestle with him. Wrestling with God requires us to be close to God. You can't keep him at a safe distance. It has to get up and personal. And the wrestling isn't about whether you win or lose so much as it's coming to the understanding that without God, we are weak. And with God, we're still weak, but He is strong. The wrestling is the journey. And like Jacob, it's God that wants us. He wants every single one of you to grow closer to him. He wants every single one of you to come close, to get to know him, and to come to a fresh revelation that we are weak. This is not a bad thing. We are weak and that he is strong. God wants all of us. And I was reflecting on the bit where the man says, "What's your name?" And Jacob has to say, "Jacob." And I said before that the name Jacob means supplanter. That's a weird word to me. So someone who seizes, dodgy. We'll just go with dodgy. I don't think the Hebrew, Greek people will agree with me, but anyway. And Jacob has to go, "My name is Jacob." He goes, and everything that comes with that, "I deceived my father. I tricked my father-in-law with the sheep. I've done all these things. My name is Jacob." And the man goes, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel." And Israel means triumphant with God. Israel is the promise, God's promise. "You shall no longer be called Jacob, you shall be called Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." And again, the winning wasn't that he bet and pounded God to a pulp, but it was actually that he didn't win and he knew he lost, but he knew that in his defeat, God was great and God was his strength. Wrestling with God is a good thing. God wants to make us more like him. He wants to make us more like Jesus. And we're not going to be the same when we wrestle with God. So I'm not saying that this is all a fun, dandy thing. It's tough. I don't wrestle with my brother anymore because he's way too strong for me. It didn't used to be the case. Maybe the last of like 7 years. I don't know. Wrestling is tough. Do you wrestle with God? Do you engage with God? Or do you avoid it? I'm avoiding it. It's easier to avoid it to a point until God's like at you. Like he wanted to wrestle with Jacob. He was at him. Jacob's just sitting there going, "Oh, I'm about to die tomorrow." And then God comes and goes, "Hey, let's work through some stuff." And so how do we even know if God wants to wrestle with us? Well, I would say that I think it's default. I think God wants us all to grow closer to him. I think he wants us to wrestle. I think he wants us to engage with things that are confusing, with the truth that some people is adamant that that is truth, and he wants us to wrestle with it. He wants us to go, "Oh, is it? This verse says this. This verse says this. God, this is way too scary and confusing." But actually in the wrestling, we grow closer to God. So how do we wrestle then? Everyone is different. I'm going to come back to this point. But how do we know if God wants to wrestle? I think you know. I think we all know when there's something niggling, when we go, "Oh, I probably should take that to God," or "Probably should spend some time alone with God, working on that, chilling, hanging out, painting, praying, bike riding, whatever it might be." You know. The Spirit talks to us. And if you don't, if you're drawing up a blank, go, "Hey, God, maybe you don't want to wrestle, but maybe we could just have a coffee, because that would be a lot more pleasant." But how do we wrestle? And so I'm looking at Jacob, and he's just given it his all. Gosh, he must have had a lot of energy. He's just like thinking he's about to die, and now he's, you know, prevailing against God. So perseverance, I think, is the biggest one. Just keep going. Keep on going. Do a dory, just keep swimming. And then hold on. So even after God had done the hip thing, in my head, I imagine, who's seen Avengers with the big glove. Oh, no one, okay? I don't know what it's called. But it's a big glove and they like point things and the whole world explodes. That's what I imagine. Anyway, that's, don't worry. Even after... It clicked, okay, please. It clicked, okay, clearly I've only watched it once, so I probably shouldn't reference it. Anyway, some like supersonic power like shrinks the muscle in his hip. He's got a limb, but he's still holding on. And God goes, let go, like stop fighting me. He's just holding on. And I think it gets to that point where we're wrestling with God and you know you're defeated. You know you can't do it in your own strength. And you're just clinging to God because there's nothing else to do but cling to God. And that's where Jacob goes, he's like, just bless me, bless me. Don't let me go until you bless me because I need something. So hold on and wait on the Lord. I kind of think they're the same thing, but they're also separate. And I think there's two ways you could look at wait on the Lord, like waiting on him, on that blessing. And I'm not saying that the blessing is like a new massive rainbow unicorn or something, but the blessing is actually the growth that comes in the wrestle. But also waiting on the Lord, waiting on him, inviting him in to wrestle with you. And we did find it. I was, you know, when you think of a verse and you're like, I have no idea where that is in the Bible. And then you have to Google it and you feel very unchristian. Anyway, so there's a verse called, I'll read it. I actually found it thanks to Google. And then you check it in the actual Bible so you make sure it's legit. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's Isaiah chapter 40. And this idea, I love this. Like Jacob's alone on this riverbank and God comes and wrestles with him. And this idea that for us, if we're waiting on the Lord, and he will renew our strength, we will have enough to go the wrestle with him. We will have enough to work it all out. We will have enough to engage and participate in what God wants to bring us through. So wait on the Lord. Ask him to come and wrestle with you because he will give you the strength you need to get through it. And then the last one, so we've got perseverance, hold on, wait on the Lord, and grab the blessing. Take the blessing. If God's giving you a blessing, if God's giving you a lesson, if God's making you stronger, if God's making you more resilient, if he's giving you a deeper understanding of joy, a deeper understanding of empathy, grab the blessing that he has for you from the wrestle. Grab the blessing. If anything else, there is so much blessing in the fact that God wants to be with us. He wants to wrestle with us. He wants to be close to us. Isn't that amazing? Not only did he die and rise again so that we don't have to live in sin, he wants to do life with us. He wants to wrestle with us. He wants us to grow closer to him. So grab the blessing. One piece of paper. It's a bit unconventional, I know, but it's the way my mind works. God gives you a new name. He gave Jacob a new name. When we wrestle with God, we don't go back to where we were at the start. We're new. We're more like him. We have a deeper understanding of who he is. It's good stuff. I don't know why I'm dragging my heels. And the final thing is remember. Because I think when we remember the wrestle, when we remember what God's taken us through, I say this and I've remembered and I don't want to go into it, but I remember feeling so close to God. And even though all the other stuff was ugh, I actually think I could do it again. And I will do it again. Because ultimately, isn't that the whole point? That's what we're here for. To be loved by God and love Him back. So remember, Jacob remembered. He called the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face and my life is preserved. He saw God face to face. It's pretty epic. Remember the struggle. Remember the wrestle.